the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
All right, so we want to know this morning, are you holding a grudge against someone and it's been at least over 10 years or, you know,
longer than like a couple months, which is what the normal grudge is?
Right. This story that I'm about to tell you about is kind of sad, yet it kind of cracked us up thinking about all the crazy things that siblings do to each other. I'm just going to start it off by saying the title of it is called Fart Fire.
Who?
A man sets his home on fire because of decade-old argument with his brother.
This is like a real news story?
Yes.
Okay.
A Washington man burned down his parents' home because of this dispute with his brother. The 29-year-old man was home alone and told the cops that he was mad at his brother. Sorry. For farting in his face 10 years ago. When officers arrested the man, he told them he heard voices in his head and he was given a mental evaluation, which is really sad. It's sad because obviously he has problems and he burned down his parents' home. Now, it isn't known if he's actually going to face any charges at this time, but there's that. He was angry at his brother.
Hey, we've all been on either the giving or receiving end of that, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Like, this makes me want to go home to my kids.
If you've got a brother, you've had that happen to you. You know.
Now, Jimmy, you were telling me that you hold a grudge against your brother.
25 years.
Woo! Okay, that's definitely longer than 10 years. I think you might hold the record. So just go ahead and tell us your story real quick.
When I was about 14 months old, I was running as a toddler as much as you can. I had a blanket over my head, and my brother, who's 8 years older than me, was chasing me around. It was just all fun and games till he stepped on the blanket as it was over my head. It whipped my head back, and I went forward, and bam, right on our wood-burning fireplace, shattered my nose as a one-year-old. I got a free nose job when I was one, and I don't think I've ever been the same. I think I still have CTE, and I think I got a concussion.
Oh, my gosh.
So yeah.
In your brother's defense, though, he was a kid, and he really didn't know that your face was going to slam into the fireplace.
I think he hated me, that I got more attention than him, and that I was better looking than him, because he had a bunch of problems with his teeth, so he was...
Oh, Jimmy.
Sorry. He had, like...
I'm going to email this to your brother.
He was trying to mess me up, so I'd be the same as him.
You really think that he was trying to mess you up?
I still have sinus issues because of my fractured nose.
Because he stepped on a blanket, and your head went flying into a fireplace. He was 8! Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, okay. 25 years. Every time I see him, never let it go.
So, there's that. What are you holding a grudge for? And how long have you been holding it? It does it feel good to get that out?
It actually really does that I just called him out on the radio and said his teeth were ugly. It made me feel really good.
Okay. Just don't burn his house down, all right?
No, I won't.
Call us up with yours, 280-1063. Good morning, Lori. Who are you holding a grudge against?
Sister.
Oh, okay. So what happened? What did sister do?
Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing. We're about 4 years apart in age.
Uh-huh.
So when we were younger, I was probably 6. She was probably 10. And we had a tea party.
Uh-huh.
And the tea party turned in basically to a pee party. Because she took my teacup and dipped it in the toilet.
Oh, no, she didn't.
And didn't, I'm assuming.
She didn't tell you?
No, she didn't. And I drank my cup of tea.
Oh!
How did you find out? How did you, were you like, this is bitter?
Let's just say it tastes like what it smelled like.
All right.
Oh, no.
Did you immediately assault her?
As best I could at that age, but I think my dad was irate with her, so that never happened again. But for 30-plus years, I have forgiven, but not forgotten.
Of course not.
I just think about all of the bad things. That's only one of many.
Okay, I got one for you right offhand. is to stick cellophane around her toilet or stick baby oil around her toilet seat and let her slip off that thing.
Cellophane's better because the baby oil, she'll probably fall and break her tailbone.
Okay.
Out of experience.
So just do cellophane. That. We did not give you these ideas.
No.
We don't live close to each other, so that just does that.
Oh, no. Oh, you win hands down. Hands down. If there was a trophy for a grudge to be held, you win. You're allowed to hold that grudge.
There you go.
Mandy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on your 106.3.